Susie Snowflake, dressed in a snow white gown. Tap, tap, tapping on your window pane to tell you she's in town. Ooh, here comes Susie Snowflake, soon you will hear her say.
A Chicago classic.
Come on, everyone, and play with
Susie Snowflake. One of the great Christmas vignettes that have been featured on WGN. Get this, since the 1950s, one of the most requested things that we show on WGN TV. Susie Snowflake, Hard Rock Coco and Joe, Frosty the Snowman, the old vignettes, all will be part of the traditional Christmas showing of Bozo Garman Ray, WGN TV Classics, tonight at 10 o'clock, Christmas Eve. Leading right into Midnight Mass at Holy Name Cathedral. It's our two-hour look back at Bozo Circus, Ray Rayner and Friends, Garfield Goose and Friends. Play it every year. Become a little Chicago holiday tradition. Hope you can tune in to watch all of that. Is that on your radar at all? Ryan, the Susie Snowflake, the Hard Rock Coco and Joe?
Maybe. We'll see. I may be trying to rush children up to their beds at that time.
Oh, because, yes, Santa will be arriving.
Yeah.
Just shortly thereafter.
Yep.
So we have to get kids in their beds for that.
Well, we have to set up the Santa traps first.
Yeah. Did you grow up with Susie Snowflake? I mean, I don't know. Are you from the Chicago area?
I am. I'm aware of it. I don't think I embraced it quite as much as some of the 80s and 90s stuff.
Right. You thought you were in trouble with eggnog before.
Yeah,
now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nobody watches the Garfield Christmas special anymore.
Susie Snowflake hater.
That's just how I roll. I'm sorry.
Our Bozo Guard Race special. This is the 15th year that this has been on.
Wow.
Still tops the ratings every year. People love these 2 hours of memories. So we're looking forward to showing that to you tonight. And people go nuts for the Hard Rock Coco and Joe. I'll play the whole thing later and not interrupt, just so you get a little taste of it on your Christmas Eve ride home. It's Dean Richards filling in today. Nice to be here with you. Heartbroken that you're not an eggnog fan. Heartbroken.
Really? Are you the one who's always trying to sling nog to people?
Well, I'm not trying to sling nog. I'm not a nog pusher, but I enjoy the nog.
I feel like people who like the nog want other people to like the nog.
Yeah, I don't care if other people really like the nog. I just don't want
to
hear
more for you, I guess.
Well, yes, that's true. I'm not so crazy about all the fake nog flavoring that's in everything, but I do enjoy some actual real eggnog. It was around the holidays. You can't have too much of it. You know, you'd have a heart attack if you had like more than two glasses of it.
How do you get into eggnog? Is there like a gateway? Is there like a gateway drink?
You'll find out after January 1st. David, I can't remember.
He stepped away for a second. I don't think he's a big eggnog guy.
David is not an eggnog
guy. He muttered something when he left. I think that was it.
I'm
not talking eggnog. That's what he said, and then he left.
I don't know you people. Wow. Most often at home when we were kids, we would have the cartoned eggnog, you know, that you buy in the dairy case, which is okay. It's fine. And then a friend of mine made it from scratch one year, and it's life-changing.
I assume that would include real eggs.
Yes, it includes real eggs. You know what? Egg whites.
Okay.
I'm not going so far as to say it's healthy, but
yeah,
it's no. Excuse me. It's egg yolks. You combine egg yolks and sugar and whisk them all together, while you're adding this other mixture of hot milk and spices and vanilla and, you know, and all that stuff, and it goes in a saucepan.
Isn't that what Rocky drank?
To fly. Oh, yeah. I meant the flying squirrel. Yeah. You meant the boxer.
Yeah, I meant the boxer.
He did drink raw eggs. But homemade, it's really quite delicious. Maybe we can post a recipe for that someplace, young Ryan. Maybe we can put that on there. We'll put it up someplace at WGNradio.com because it's quite delicious.
All right.
Mike Toomey on the WGN Morning News today. Said that it's like a magic trick, that even though you drink it and even though the glass is empty, it still looks like it's full, like a Marshall Brodeen magic trick.
That's true.
Which is true and hilariously.
I'm interested to see what Christmases in the future look like with the new law that's about to go into effect in January. It may not be eggnog you may all be gathered around.
Oh, there'll be joy to the world, all right. Yeah, that's going to be interesting until July 1st.
Pass the Christmas joint around.
Wow. Yeah. Mom, where's the Christmas bong? Fa-la-la-la-la.
And it's always weird because Grandma will be the first one who'll ask.
Well, you know, Grandma's got some health issues. She's been using marijuana for years now.
It was the gateway for her, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right.